Board will convene an open session. County Council.
Report out, please.
Yes, we went into closed session at 1:28 and came out at 2:20. No reportable action. I would also note that there is an additional urgency item that the board needs to address. The need for the urgency item came to the attention of the board after posting the agenda on August 10th. And there is a need for the board to potentially respond with comments by August 12th.
Correct.
August 12th. It pertains to the water boards, the state water boards, having come up with emergency regulations, and they're looking for comments by August 12th, which is before our next scheduled board meeting. And the board may wish to give direction to staff with regard to correspondence to the water board in connection with those emergency regulations. And then, of course, we have item 11B also to consider.
So I'd like to move to approve the urgency ordinance, or excuse me, urgency item.
To add that urgency
to
item?
To add that.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
And that was added to closed session, correct?
That was
added to open
session.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm not sure what motion to make other than to authorize staff to prepare a letter in response to the water board draft regulations due next week to be signed by the chair.
And if you could give direction, if the board collectively could give direction as to what the letter should contain, what concept it wishes to incorporate in the letter.
I have some notes here.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this letter would actually be submitted to the State Water Board on August 12th, so this week. It would be. It would include the previous letter approved by the board regarding these draft regulations prior to the regulations coming out, and it was based on a board meeting that was a board staff meeting that was held, State Water Board staff meeting that was held. So it would include resubmitting that letter, and it would also address the water board's emergency regulations, which were sent out over the weekend. The letter from this board would comment on the overall call for a reduction in water deliveries for agricultural purposes, and that certain voluntary actions that landowners could take to address water issues would be restricted by these requirements. It would also provide comments on stock water regulations, which would be very prohibitive to our livestock ranchers in both the Shasta-Scott Valleys. It would also touch on that irrigators throughout the Shasta and Scott have taken proactive actions for many years to reduce irrigation supplies and to improve water quality in both the Shasta and the Scott, which have not been recognized and should be recognized as a part of this regulation. It would also note that projects such as the state's purchase of the Nature Conservancy's purchase of the TNC property, which was then transferred to the state Fish and Wildlife, and that the dedication of all those flows in stream don't seem to be accounted for in these emergency regulations. It would also touch on that the standards outlined in these emergency regulations appear to be long-term as opposed to addressing just this drought year, which was the intention of the State Water Board's actions. And it would also take note that the regulatory thresholds in the State Water Board's announcement seem to be focused on one model in the Scott Valley, one model in the Shasta Valley. It doesn't take into consideration other relevant models for both of those valleys. That's just a summary.
My motion incorporates all those comments in this direction.
Second.
Curtis.
Okay. Randy.
Okay, Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Hupp?
Aye. All right, we have one more item regarding the resolution.
And just, this is item 11B. Just for the record, I want to make clear that the resolution that's being considered is essentially an extension of the previous resolution number 21-77. It's being slightly edited as proposed, but it's essentially an extension with slight modifications of that earlier resolution. And so this item has been agendized. It's just that since this resolution was previously passed, we'll need to have a new resolution number connected to it.
Will
you read the language there?
Will the clerk get a clean copy then to renumber?
Correct. Angela Davis, County Administrator. Within the current submitted resolution number 2177, the new resolution will be used, the current 2177 will be used as a template. New language will be added on the first page. The fourth whereas will be new, which will state, whereas on June 1st, 2021, with the passage of resolution number 21-77, the board confirmed the ongoing state of emergency in Siskiyou County due to the threat of wildfire in California, and whereas this resolution passed today will repeal and replace resolution number 21-77, semicolon, and new language will be added on page 2. After the whereas, the conditions of local national forests constitute an ongoing public concern, and semicolon, new language will read, whereas the county opposes managed fire response wherever the fire starts is within the influence of a community at risk and thus supports immediate fire suppression, comma, and semicolon. And that are the three additions to the resolution as presented today. Do you
Thank
have
you.
Any questions or modifications?
Okay. Move to approve with the modifications.
Second. And I'm assuming this would be passed and adopted on today's date as well, correct?
Correct.
With the new date. All righty. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, not seeing any further business. We're adjourned.